now on the ABC Listen app.
This is ABC Radio South Australia with Angela Coe.
What is a sustainable death? And who was it that decided that you needed to be buried in an expensive hardwood coffin that take longer to break down into the earth than other options? Have you considered natural burial in an eco-coffin? A Sala exhibition now on in Gawler until the end of the month explores some of these points and helps open up the conversation about traditional coffins versus more environmentally sustainable ways of doing things. Abby Buckley is the facilitator of developer of Eco Coffin Project, which the art is based off. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Angela.
Why is sustainable burials something that you've wanted to explore and educate people about?
I first got involved with this when my son was killed in a car accident back in 2012, and just going through that process of dealing with that, everyone was pretty uncomfortable. We made decisions very quickly, and over the time we regretted a lot of the decisions that we made, and it was through lack of knowledge that I realised that we only really think about death and where someone dies, or when you're dying, or when you go to someone's funeral, and then you kind of brush it off and just get back with the living again. And so I found myself, as a way to process one's death, finding out all these amazing grassroots community projects that are up around the world, helping to engage people with death in a really positive way. So for many years, I was facilitating other people's grassroots initiatives, such as death cafes, before I die walls, and learning a lot about how to be more informed about how our death system works and how we can embrace death with more positive attitude and make better decisions. And so from that, over the years, I started to develop this community project called the Eco Coffin Project, which is everything I've been learning and then wanting to share it with my local community. And it's over 6 months, and it starts with a series of workshops where we learn about our death system. We start to think about our own end of life, and we have some wonderful guest speakers who are in this space, and we do all of this through a sustainability lens. We do it through the Gawler Environment Centre, which of course gives lots of information to the community about sustainable living. And so it's just a natural progression to incorporate a sustainable death into that conversation. And so we, in the Eco Coffin Project, we explore what is a sustainable death.
I wanted to go back to the passing of your son and just how quickly those decisions had to be made, and that you hadn't really considered or thought about it too much. I imagine there would be a lot of people sitting listening today thinking, well, I don't know that I've ever told anyone what I would like or how I would like to be treated after I've passed away. How do you inform people to speak with their loved ones about these types of issues and their wishes?
Well, Angela, I think this is what I found with my work using arts-based techniques to engage people, because when you have a group of people doing something with their hands, beautiful, rich conversations start to happen. So when we have our participants in the Eco Coffin Project are decorating their eco coffins, they're often doing it with family members who are helping. And it's by doing this arts-based activity together, it creates a really warm, gentle, inviting space for conversations to start about sharing what you would like to happen when you die.
Can you tell me a little about what an eco coffin is?
If we start with the traditional coffins you were talking about before, it's not so much hardwood hard degradable material. It's more about the materials that are put onto that hardwood. So the handles on the coffins, they look like silver metal, but they're actually often just painted plastic. And this is in the interest of costs, of course. You've got the coffins that are plastic, epoxy resins that go on the coffins to make them nice and shiny, the varnishes inside the coffins, it's, you know, polyester and material like that is used instead of biodegradable silk or cotton. And in addition, sometimes the body has been embalmed with chemicals and dressed in clothing that's not going to be biodegradable. So when these coffins are either buried or cremated, all these chemicals that have been used in the production process of all those materials I mentioned, they can leach into the soil, the waterways, and in cremation. So it's more about an e-coffin is where you have it's made out of hopefully sustainably grown wood, and the handles could be made of a fiber like hemp or rope, but not plastic rope. And you also have the coffins that are made out of other plant-based materials, such as the beautiful willow baskets or bamboo. There are beautiful ones or shrouds made out of wool. So it's any material that is going to biodegrade over a relatively short period of time.
So they are something that, are they easy to access?
Well, you can make your own coffin. You don't have to go and buy a coffin. So if you are going to make your own coffin, it's advisable to let your funeral director have a look at it, or if you're going to go through a funeral director, to actually give them the courtesy that they can see it, that they can give you advice that it is going to be suitable for the purpose, whatever you're organising for your funeral service. You certainly can make a coffin yourself.
I did not know that that was a thing.
In fact, there's a beautiful initiative called the Coffin Club that was started by a wonderful woman, Katie Williams, in New Zealand several years ago. And she started making her own coffin with her friends in her garage, and all her friends thought this was such a good idea, so she started up the Coffin Club, and it spread out through New Zealand. I've met the people who run the Coffin Club in Tasmania and Australia. They're amazing people, and people just gather on a regular basis in a space like a men's shed kind of area, and they just gather, have cups of tea, have chats, decorate their coffins. And yeah, so there's lots of wonderful things like that happening around the place.
I'm speaking with Abby Buckley, who is the facilitator and developer of the Eco Coffin Project. I'm going to hear some more information about the exhibition that she has pulled together with a few of her participants as well. But I wanted to ask you quickly, I hope that I have decades left on this earth. What do you do with a coffin once you've built it?
Ah, well, that's a really interesting question, because the people who come into the Eco Project are people who are vitally alive. So they're not planning on dying anytime soon. Great question, Angela. And it took me a while to find this wonderful little flat pack coffin, Eco Coffin, that I Holland, just for the project, and it comes in pieces. So it's a flat pack. And so it means that it's easy to store away and doesn't take up much space after being decorated. And during COVID, one of our participants actually sent a couple of the panels over to Victoria, to her family over there, so they could decorate some of the panels and send it back. So I'm finding that the participants are being so creative with these different materials that are put before them to come up with ideas like that.
That is brilliant. And so similar to how I've stored away my heritage cot for hopefully grandchildren one day, I'll store away my coffin in the garage as well. Oh, dear.
Exactly. Yes.
So take me through how you have engaged people in this project, and they have created their own coffin that is now part of a Sala exhibition.
Yes, that's right. So the first part of the project, as I said, was having the workshops, and then from April through to July, the participants work on either decorating their own eco coffin. This year we used cardboard coffins, and or they make their own shroud. And then we submit that as a group entry for Sala each year, the South Australian Living Art Festival. And the Gawler Civic Centre get right behind us, and they give us a beautiful space in the outside the library there in the cafe area, where we have all the shrouds hung on the wall. And eco coffins this year, the cardboard coffins, are on display in the council building.
Very good. So that's up until the end of August today, so you can go and have a look.
That's exactly right, Angela.
Well, Abby, it's fascinating to learn about how you sadly got into this area of interest, but the way that you have taken that loss to make change for yourself and many people throughout South Australia and beyond. Thanks for speaking with me on it today, and congratulations on the exhibition.
Thanks very much, Angela.
Abby Buckley is a facilitator and developer of the Eco Coffin Project. If you pop that one into your search bar, maybe pop in Gawler or Sala, you'll be able to get a bit of an idea about what is going on there, and some links to Abby's pages as well. Quite an interesting one. I wanted to ask you,